Coliseum Boulevard.
Is that her?
Probably says, don't read this on the air, but why did you read that on the air?
It's all smiley faces. I'm happy to read
it. Oh, good.
John Lee Payne's 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, home to the official color charts for the historic districts of Montgomery. Fox News in 2.
Looking for a fun way to bond with man's best friend? Come join us for the 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville to benefit the Prattville Otauga Humane Society. Saturday, April 28th from 10 to 3. You and your furry friend can enjoy games, raffles, bake sales, and more. Don't forget to enter into the pet contest. The Prattville Otauga Humane Society. Society's 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville. Saturday, April 28th. Visit our station website for more information.
When it comes to dry cleaning, let me recommend Worth Cleaners, offering free pickup and delivery for lazy people like me to home or office and anywhere in the River region, including Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka.
And you don't even have to be home for the pickup or delivery.
Plus, Worth Cleaners services their customers twice a week with easy billing direct to your credit card.
It's like living in a hotel. Just hang your clothes on the door and presto, your clothes appear back at your door, neat and clean. Life is good when you have a concierge cleaner like Worth. And by the way, Worth was voted Montgomery's best of the best in dry cleaning and laundry.
Give your clothes and yourself the best. Just call 277-6431 or call Michael at 799-1845 and let Worth Cleaners work their magic for you.
They do it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Imagine you folding laundry. Never! Let Worth Cleaners with two locations handle it. Worth is at 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road.
It's April 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of April, 1889, Charlie Chaplin was born. The physical comedian would also be known by his world-famous mustache, until it was ruined for everyone by that idiot German guy. Have a great April 16th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
7.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Former FBI Director James Comey says President Trump is a stain on everyone around him.
I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Comey on ABC's 2020, ahead of the release of his new book tomorrow, he defends announcing that more Hillary Clinton emails were under investigation just before the 2016 election, saying he assumed
that she's going to be elected president, and if I hide this from the American people, she'll be illegitimate the moment she's elected.
President Trump on Twitter over the weekend called Comey a liar and the worst FBI director in history. There's tornado damage in Greensboro, North Carolina.
We have had one unfortunate reported fatality that involved a motorist who evidently was hit by a tree at the intersection of Cone Boulevard and Summit Avenue.
City Manager Jim Westmoreland. Seven inmates are dead in a prison riot in South Carolina, a maximum security facility in Bishopville. Fox News. We report. You decide.
You found a morning radio program that always has words of wisdom. What wise words would you offer to your listeners, Greg Budell?
Don't forget to wash your dingleberries.
Jay Scott. We know you love salads, but what greens would you advise people to stay away from?
The devil's lettuce.
Emily Hayes, what's the best music festival for hardcore music fans?
South, as in we live in the South, and sounds, as in things that you hear, noises, South sounds.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, some words for your doggy friends. And Rich Thomas, what do you think about the guy who told you not to get into the weather business?
That guy was... stupid.
Any last words, Emily Hayes?
S-O-U-T-H-S-O-U-N-D-S.
We got it. Here comes three men and a lady.
South sounds. One word, South sounds.
Somebody cooled down this morning. How much time do you have to go out doing?
Just a bit outside.
And here he is himself to tell you how cold it is and how warm it's going to get. It's Mr. Just a Bit Outside, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather. Brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
I had just about forgotten that pitch until you reminded me.
It was a week ago today.
It was. Hey, it's the news is finally in on the official low, which was 37 this morning. 37, and the normal is 51, so that's pretty incredible. A couple of light snow flurries still on the radar going through northeast Alabama, you know, up around Fort Payne in that general area.
It's not a record, though, was it?
No, no, it's not, and I'll check the record. It's not a record, but I'll look. Southwest winds at 5 right now. Anyway, look for a cold start this morning, obviously. A brisk day today. Sunny, breezy, cool. The winds will make the 62 high seem cooler. Clear cold tonight. 40 by dawn is still crazy. Tomorrow morning, we start to warm up. And by afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Nice recovery. 80 to 82 Wednesday, warmest day of the week. Slight chance of a shower Wednesday night into Thursday morning as a weak front moves through. That knocks down the temperature a few degrees on Thursday. High 76, mid-70s Friday. Next big storm system, of course, arrives this weekend. This morning, southwest winds at 5, clear skies. Temperature now is 39, 708.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Whether it's 7:08 in the morning or, let's say, 4:08 in the morning or, let's say, on a weekend, plumbing always picks the worst time.
Never a good time.
It's always the worst time to be a problem. Right. That's why it's good to know that for over two decades, Plumbing by Luke Wire is second to none in the River Region, and they are the people to call because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never, ever charge overtime. And that's why people keep relying on their expertise. I do. I don't even think about it. You know, if I have a plumbing problem, it's going to be Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're prompt, and they're very courteous. And as a matter of fact, usually they say they're going to be there around 9:30. Usually around 9:25, I'm getting a phone call. Hey, we're on the way. Is everything still okay? Yeah. All right. And they clean up after themselves, and they're very, you know, they're just great people to deal with. I did the whole house plumbing inspection because I wanted to know if there was any problems lurking in my house, ready to be a major problem. I got a good report, and it's good, great peace of mind. So, you know, keep relying on the people that I rely on. Plumbing by Luke Wire, as they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire, 264-9666. You can also visit them on Al Gore's web, acbyLukeWire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, I just posted Rich's weather video for today, and I'm sorry, I meant to do it sooner. You know how it gets. I don't know about you, but I've had enough of this global... Oh, brother. I got to edit this.
Uh-oh. It's blobble.
Blobble. Blobble warming crap?
Well, you know, blobble. A lot of people think the blob has been getting blobble warmer.
It's fixed. Everybody that thinks I can't spell global. Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Sorry.
Did I tell you about this thing about spell check? One time I was typing out a weather blog when I worked for the TV station, and sure enough, spell check didn't find anything wrong.
Really?
But I meant to say the winds were shifting to the southwest later on this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And spell check looked at the word and said, yep, that's spelled right.
Let's let that go.
And people were going crazy. Get the tarp.
Call from
the worst is... Most people think he doesn't know that word.
Well, yeah, he's so adorable, you know.
It's him, Mr. He's the guy that every parent wants their daughter to go out with because he's got a successful career and
he can write a check.
He's got a dog.
Got a dog, all American, you know,
his own home,
fair haired, you know.
And
wait a minute, let me look. A few freckles, yeah, you know.
So. For them to see a word like that must have been a stunning development.
So Rich has been hacked.
Rich Thomas, please call the switchboard. Rich Thomas, please call the switchboard.
So that happened?
I caught it quickly, but it got out.
Well, that's the thing. It's like yesterday. Now, Jay explained what I did. I was making key lime pies for some friends that I had promised them to, and I wanted to send... So I pull up Facebook Messenger, which I currently hate. I go to the specific person.
Right.
In there, and the hole that's there for you to type in.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I tap the hole, And then it looks like there's a camera next to it.
Uh-huh.
So I tap the little camera icon. I take a picture of the pie and said, as promised, and sent it. And then for the next all night, I'm getting Facebook
notifications.
I mean, the pie got a lot of compliments.
Yeah.
But why did so many people see it?
Yeah.
What did I do? What did I
hear? There's an option to share as a story or something like that. And it's like, do you want to share this now? And you, I guess, obviously hit yes on that, not realizing that it was a, that was going to be a complete public thing rather than just, and they probably got the message as well, but so did everyone.
So you're out there for a lot of pie.
You're going to change,
change your name to Simple Simon. Oh my goodness. I have run over Bailey's foot. God bless your heart. You all right, baby?
Oh, baby. You okay?
Aww. You okay? Come here. Oh, look at her.
Oh. What happened?
I rolled a chair over her little foot.
Baby, you okay?
You okay? I think she's all right.
She gonna be all right. She gonna be all right.
I feel so bad.
That sound.
Yeah, really.
It's like my dogs, especially Briscoe. That, you know, when I'm working in the kitchen, he loves food. Mm-hmm. And he's there with
the food.
They're
hanging around.
And sometimes they're underfoot or behind you. You move back one step, and you get that horrible noise that dogs make when they're, that yip. And you feel guilty for about 2.5 weeks.
She learned a lesson not to sit under the fat man's chair. You okay,
she
baby?
Okay. We'll how's she doing, Rich? You gonna be all right?
Give her some ginger.
Throw ginger on that. A little ginger on that paw, but we'll see. She's gonna live through this. She's gonna be all right.
I'm more worried about you.
I know.
That's how it is when you
love your pets.
Sorry,
Bailey. You still gonna let me pet you?
Oh gosh, if you get a little piece of cheese, she'll move in with you.
Okay. You know, the one dog that would probably love to come to the station that I have every morning is Briscoe, but I can't trust him to not. You know, because the legend of what happened with Don Markwell still is.
Do his voice thing. What did he say? What was his
I've
comment?
Not heard this one.
Oh,
I don't
okay. All right.
So I did a show with the Cosmo Girls, and I had Hershey up here, still a puppy. And the girls and I looked everywhere because the next live show in this room was going to be Don Markwell the next day. We did. We looked everywhere. There was no evidence of any
foul play.
Yeah,
I guess a good one. Foul play.
Good one. So I went home confident that the studio was in an acceptable condition. The next day on the radio, why is it that I have to find dog on my shoe? That was Budell with that damn little black thing he just got from Florida. It's crapped in the studio. So that ended with me down in Rick's office. Basically, all he said was just don't let it happen again.
So where was it?
It was somewhere under here. Now, we did look where our feet go under the board. I didn't see it.
It might have migrated.
Might have been a ghost poop.
Let me tell you something else. Hershey weighed about 2 pounds at this time.
Right. So whatever was there.
If there was anything bigger than a raisinette.
Was a dollop.
You know. Which is, by the way, what I enjoyed at the theater. How much was that? Like $25?
I know. You were excited because she said you got 50% off because of the ticket. And you're going, oh, yeah, well, I want the raisinettes. That'll be $28.
Yeah. William B., good morning.
Good morning. I can relate to the little dogs. My wife has 2 Shorties, and they're like 6 years old. Somebody asked me a couple of years ago, how long did it take to house train them? I said, I'll let you know. Yeah, they're
Hershey
bad.
Was great until we moved, and now...
Yeah.
I think they're still rebelling against the move.
Yeah, they do that. They're temperamental, especially the smaller ones, yeah. But anyway, I just want to say, nice-looking pie, man.
Thanks. So you got it, too, huh?
It went viral on the Internet.
Yeah, man. Every time I hit Messenger, it was like, boom, hey, there's Greg's pie again.
Well, the next message will be for $25, I'll bake you one of these.
Oh, okay.
We'll see how many compliments I get.
All right. Hey, I hope Bailey's okay.
She's fine. She's letting me pattern.
She's already running.
We got to get back to entertaining ourselves anyway.
All right. Well, I just want to tell you that was a nice looking pie.
Appreciate it.
Hey, and Rusty.
Yo.
Hey, I left the park in good shape up there, and I put the cork back in the jug, and it's in the same spot behind the stump.
Okay, we're going back the first weekend in May, so I'll make sure everything's cool.
Yeah.
This is the Confederate Park up in Marbury, right?
Yes. I was up there yesterday for a reunion, and, it was a nice place. Now, they've done a lot since I've been up there with the barracks and stuff.
Yeah, they've changed it a lot. It's nice.
Yeah, it's just pretty nice up there. You know, a bunch of rednecks getting together for a family reunion in the Confederate Cemetery. Imagine that.
Only way to go.
All right, y'all be good.
You know which cemetery I enjoyed exploring? It's in Union Springs.
Uh-huh.
And there's a statue of a dog on the street adjacent to the cemetery that tells the story. But it's an authentic Confederate cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a place that's worth stopping and exploring.
We'll have to look it up and find the, I don't know where it is, the coon dog cemetery.
I just happened to happen on it when I was visiting somebody down there and had to stop.
You know what I just read about it, and I want to visit, and it's not too far. It's probably a day trip, would be Shiloh. I want to go to the Shiloh battlefield. Yeah. I'm told it's one of the better battlefields that you could visit.
You still find
I went to Gettysburg when I was
artifacts.
A kid, but I really didn't understand much about the Civil War.
Gettysburg is locked in my memory. It's ground zero for the Civil War, as far as I'm concerned.
Eisenhower still lived in Gettysburg at that time.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yep. It's true.
It is 7:18 on this Talk 93.1 of MRI. We got random facts. We also have my convoluted intro.
Ooh.
For random facts. And somebody will win. Pay close attention. Somebody win a $10 gift certificate to Food Out with the Pop quiz. I want to mention something real quick. I was there Sunday morning, right? Did I send the Bailey Graham right on time?
Yes, sir. Right around 8 o'clock.
Couple of things. We all had T-bones last night. Mm-hmm. I got three large T-bones to a pack, and it was like $10.
Really?
And they were good, and they were big, man. They were about the size of a catcher's mitt. They're only $5.74 a pound, and I like them cut that they grow quick, and they don't lose. They're just probably, for me, the easiest steak to grill. And also, whole boneless pork loins, $1.18 a pound. And for you booga people, those big 10-pound tubes of ground beef are $19.50 because ground beef is $1.95 a pound. Now, if you don't need 10 pounds, you can buy it by the pound, obviously. I'm just saying, you buy those big tubes, slice them off one at a time, pat them down a little bit, season them, and you're good to go. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. Oh, by the way, with those burgers, the large can of Bush's baked beans, $1.74.
Mm.
So you'll save everywhere. Food, bread, dairy at Food Outlet with three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street of the Preferred Community, Coliseum Boulevard, just north of it. And you know what somebody said to me, Danny, the manager?
What did he say?
He said, a guy was in there, said, does he really come in there on Sunday morning like he says on the radio?
I have proof.
Every Sunday that I'm in town, I'm there. I buy 95% of our groceries there. The rest is emergency purchases or something at Costco. But that's, I think my tab was $122 yesterday. Worth every penny. I never walk out of there feeling like, ugh. Man, look, I just look at how full my buggy is for what I paid. It is 7:20, news, traffic, and then today's pop quiz question following Jay's Random Facts.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police say three men were injured over the weekend in two separate shootings. The first shooting happened in the 200 block of Love Street, and then police were called to another shooting in the area of North Knox Street and John Lewis Drive. No arrests have been made in either shooting. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left two men dead. It happened near the Mobile Highway in the 2800 block of Fairview Street. No names have been released and no word on any arrests so far. And U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has indicated new economic sanctions will be announced Monday against Russia for enabling the government of Syrian leader Bashar Assad in its use of chemical weapons. The ambassador to the U.N. says Russia has blocked six attempts by the U.N. Security Council to make it easier to investigate the use of chemical weapons. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC Montgomery. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show was made possible by Monday, the day you ask yourself if all the Fireball you drank over the weekend was really, really worth it.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still flowing along pretty well. No accidents, no delays on the interstate systems. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway, everything looking really good so far this morning. Bring any trade to the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center and get an extra $1,000 on a Toyota Tacoma. The selection is incredible at Reinhardt Toyota at the Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you all for coming.
The world will be destroyed.
It'll be a pants-free extravaganza.
It just sucks.
I know how to surround myself with good people. There are bullies and there are nerds.
So let's get those nerds!
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, what do you have coming up?
The Spring Cleaning Yard Sale, April 21st on a Saturday, out in front of the store. The vendors will be set up out there. This is when they have to clean out everything. And, you know, as vendors, we have a big collection of stuff. We need to turn over and move so that we can redo our spaces and everything like that. There'll be just a ton of good furniture and jewelry and good glassware and tools. There'll be some clothing, there'll be books and records, just anything that you can name.
So it's a good idea to bring a truck.
Bring a truck. Load it up.
And the date for the spring yard sale is?
It's April 21st, out in front of the store. We're supposed to start at 6, but we can start earlier. We don't care. And it goes until 2, and we don't necessarily stop at 2.
The Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
James Comey breaks his silence.
What happens next?
The ABC News exclusive event starts right now with chief anchor George Stephanopoulos.
The day after you were fired, the president is meeting in the Oval Office with the Russian foreign minister. Calls you a nut job, says that the pressure on him has been relieved. What did you think when you saw that?
That if you keep on getting into trouble and breaking the law, it can only lead to one thing, incarceration.
And to those who say you should have brought Hillary Clinton before a grand jury?
Nip it in the bud.
That's stunning.
When we come back,
is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Stay with us.
Calling all stations.
That's not the one, you dope.
And now, it's time for...
Five. Rand.
Do-over. You want a mulligan?
He's going to get really mad now.
Let's do a do-over.
Don't, please, just go ahead and do it.
I want to play the five thing over. I want to play the whole thing. Because it's just... what's the point?
No. You take this so seriously.
I do. This
just,
is my
just relax.
All right.
Just relax.
And now,
come and join us. It's a five morning for.
Wow. Nice. Very nice.
That was worth
waiting
it.
For. Yeah. Well, it would have been a lot better if I had spit it out when I was supposed to. But there's a reason why I didn't.
I suck at this job.
Did you know that, you know, we talk about Arlie Ermey, and I've got a couple of random facts here. But he voiced all the Green Army Men in Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2, which basically kind of went with his typecast anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even though he did voices for an animated thing, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Right.
And why he got typecast for him. And I know that one of the his role in Full Metal was he was not... He was brought on as the technical advisor.
Uh-huh.
And so he made up a tape so that the actor who'd be playing that role, like, here's how we do it. And Kubrick watched it and said... Can we just use you? And so they put him in there. And he was one of the only actors that Kubrick's worked with who was allowed to improvise the lines. They didn't write the stuff. He wrote his... Mm. He did it himself.
I had heard that.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Did you know that Bill Gates bought the most expensive book in the world?
How expensive was it?
$50 million.
What is the book?
It is Leonardo da Vinci's Codex something, L-E-I-C-E-S-T-R, Leicester.
Does it have a happy Sister. Ending?
I have no idea.
It'd be funny if it
are there movie rights
Dr.
to this?
Seuss book.
Right.
Are there pictures, at least?
I have no idea. He did digitize it, though, and it's available to view for anybody.
It's
wow.
It's an original Seuss, though.
Did you know that buyers of the Chevrolet Corvette Z06 have a $5,000 option of going to the Corvette factory, putting their car's engine together with the help of a Chevy technician, and then the engine is then fitted with a plaque bearing the owner and builder's name and assembly date?
That's pretty neat.
The ZR06?
The Z06.
Is that the current model?
Yeah. You can't do this with a Focus, though. They won't no. They will not allow it.
No.
They tell you to get lost?
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, sure, you can work on it here. Heck, have at it.
Yeah, this was... What is it?
You silly sausage.
The prices...
today.
Yeah, the prices on a Z06.
Yeah.
Tell me how much I would have been spending if I was still stupid.
Yeah, it starts at 80 grand.
And that's probably...
80 grand.
That's the low end.
The stripped down model. Uh-huh.
Right, yeah.
My last vet, a 90, white, black convertible top, bought specifically at the behest of Janelle's mother. My last car payment was $928 a month.
Wow.
And for a car, I really didn't care for all that much, to be honest with you.
Man.
Wow.
Did you know that the
Stupid.
Hoi Fung Sriracha Rooster Sauce. Basically just the sriracha. That's all it is. It's a $1 billion company. It's one of the most recognizable hot sauce brands that has had never advertised its products. It relies solely on word of mouth.
See, is that the one that Hillary carries in her purse?
I have no idea. Sriracha's good. I like sriracha. But it's not too spicy. Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah, it's nice. Did you know that the word bookkeeper or bookkeeping is the only English word with three consecutive double letters?
How about that?
Yep.
That's, wait a minute.
B-O-O.
There are how many?
Three consecutive double letters.
There's O's, K's, E's.
Bookkeeper. Yeah. It's not two words. It's a one word thing. Bookkeeper.
I was going to say.
And there are only three others. Three, or is that or there one?
That's it. It's the only word with three consecutive.
The only word.
Double letters. Yeah.
God, I've had it with this global warming. Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, sure.
If I do something stupid, when I.
No, I'm just.
When I post something on Facebook, like spell global flobal.
Yeah.
And I correct it. Uh-huh. Does it correct on all the places that picked it up, like, you know, in their feeds?
That's a good question.
I mean, it would only correct. So, in other words, if this goes out as a tweet, like if this goes to your Twitter thing, that won't correct.
No, also, so if somebody shared it before he fixed it,
it won't correct
for them.
Yeah.
On their version.
I think you caught it pretty fast, though.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
I can just imagine all the people
Flobel
seeing this and thinking,
what a dumbass.
That's all right. It's not global warming anymore. It's climate change.
Climate change.
This is why.
Adorable.
I'll be flammed.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Isn't he, though?
Did you know that on December 28th, 1973, after having worked for 16 hours a day without breaks for 6 weeks, the crew of Skylab, they mutinied. They shut off communications with ground control for an entire day.
Wow.
They just turned it all off, said, whatever. What can they do to us? What are they going to do? We're up here.
Right. It's like that scene in Apollo 13 when Tom Hanks, you know, because they're all wired up to all their medical, and they start, and he rips all the wires off himself because he's tired of having his heart monitored and everything else. And Ed Harris, Gene Kranz, who was in this studio, said, back off, Doc. Let's try and get them back alive. They're okay. Yeah. Stupid.
Did you know, sticking with space travel, Valentina Tereshkova.
Russian guy.
Woman.
Woman guy.
Yeah.
Irish woman.
She was the first woman to go into space. In 1963, she spent almost 3 days in space, orbiting the Earth 48 times in the space capsule Vostok 6.
And here, all this time, I thought it was Alice Cramden.
Bang! Zoom!
What's the average lifespan of a Major League Baseball?
Oh, is it in pitches?
It's in pitches.
Pitch and a half?
That's not a bad guess. Seven.
Seven.
Seven pitches.
Wow.
Didn't you have one time on Random Facts, and you probably know the answer to this, how many balls they use in a game in an average major league game?
I can't remember
100 balls or something like that?
Yeah, I can't remember what the number was.
Many dozens.
So what do they do with them when they're unsuitable for play? Hand them out to the crowd? Or
a lot of them.
They're used for batting practice, and sometimes they give them to, you know, you have a lot of programs for urban kids and stuff like that. So they still remain used.
Did you know of infrasound? Infrasound is a low-frequency sound, 19 hertz or below. You cannot hear it, but it literally unsettles human beings. Horror movie composers, music composers, use this sound to make audiences feel dread just before a disturbing or scary image appears on the screen.
You can't hear it, but you can sense it?
You can hear it, but it gives you an unsettling feeling.
Interesting.
Not the brown note, is it?
No. You don't hear it, but you feel the vibration. Like, if you're in a movie theater watching it, you will feel the vibrations from it.
Jaws is one that used that.
If we run 19 hertz on this program in an undertone tomorrow morning, how is it going to make people feel?
I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah. I'll have to find...
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6.
Here's the problem. How will I know if I have the audio?
It's true. That's true.
If I can't hear it, mayhem. How will I know
on
if
the
it's
boulevard.
There? Did you know that Ronald Reagan was one of the three ABC announcers that broadcast the opening of Disneyland?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Did you ever hear the stories about him calling baseball games for WHO in Des Moines?
Des Moines.
And then when the wire went down, when he's getting a ticker of what's happening, you know, man is up and he hits a foul ball and everything. But when the ticker's down, he goes, the manager's out to the mound again.
He's making it up as he goes along.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's fun.
Another delay, you know, he's waiting for the ticker to come back.
Well, obviously, there's 30 inches of snow on the field.
Yeah. Can't see a thing. Did you know, and finally, did you know, that for the decade of 2000 to 2010, the best-selling music artist for those 10 years, even with a four-year hiatus from 2005 to 2009, was Eminem, which is fine. He was the best-selling music artist of that decade. Number two, who was the second best-selling music artist of 2000 to 2010.
Oh, 2010.
Reese's Pieces.
I don't know. You just got to hit it.
The Beatles.
Oh. Wow.
It was the Beatles.
That's cool.
They had the best-selling album of that decade. It was titled...
One.
Yep. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, that's so cool.
The Beatles were the number two best-selling music artist
2000
of...
2000 to 2010.
2000 to 2010,
yeah. That's a great story. I love that.
All right, if you were paying close attention, stay tuned. In a couple of minutes, we'll have our $10 food out of the pop quiz. It's forecast coming up, a look at the roads, and more right now. Saturday morning, first thing, 9 o'clock, I'm at Infusion. Cryo and Laser. Infusion Wellness is actually going to eventually become the new name of Infusion, and I got myself hooked up for Myers Cocktail. IV Vitamin Therapy, which is sweeping the West Coast, by the way. For some reason, things like this tend to get out and become more available there than they work their way here. Right now, this entire experience and these new technologies have been brought to the River Region by Infusion. Love to see the listeners there. I always do, whether I'm sitting in the IV vitamin therapy chair or in the cryotherapy chamber. I've never had the laser treatment because I haven't had a chronic pain that would require it. But I'm told by Jay, Emily, and others who have that it's very effective.
Laser works.
Basically, what they do is they use the laser to direct the flow of blood in mass quantities into the area where the pain is so the blood can do what it's designed to do, which is heal you. And that's what these therapies do. They help your body if you, let's say, have been through, a long week of parties. The recovery formula will help you feel back up so you're not like the walking dead. If you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking to relieve stress, if you're looking to enhance athletic performance legally, these are all different cocktails they can make for you at Infusion. I do the Myers. It's named after physician John Myers, perfect for a wide range of issues. But basically, it'll help you with chronic fatigue. My schedule's a little bit rough. Fibromyalgia, muscle spasm, and more. And they've also found that it has a positive effect on those who suffer from Parkinson's and chronic sinusitis and more. This is not voodoo medicine, folks. This is the real deal, and it's available at Infusion. Call them at 296-1662 and make an appointment for a consultation and see which one of these will work best for you. That's 296-1662 for Infusion. Cryo and Laser. All right, now it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Here with your question is Quizmaster J. Scott.
All right. Bill Gates bought the most expensive book in the world. It was a Da Vinci work, you know, one of his early ones. Not Seuss, but Da Vinci. How much money did he spend on it?
I know.
That's all we're looking for.
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. That's the number you need to call. And if you're the first person with the correct answer, $10 of free shopping and food outlet is all yours. That's 272-9228 Espanol, Cerrillo, Tres Reyes, Cuatro, Dos, Siete, Dos, Nueve, Dos, Dos, Ocho. And I expect to see those lines explode with happy callers right after we get back from this traffic report.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Morning, everybody. Brink Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Taking a look around the area, the only problems I see right now on North Boulevard around Jackson Ferry Road, road construction going on there. A little bit of something at Atlanta Highway and Ann Street. Just a little backed up traffic on Ann Street and Federal Drive. Otherwise, everything looking really good. Both interstate systems are all clear. The Boulevard looking really good and the rest of Atlanta Highway is all clear. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made, but the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
That happy music means it must be time to find a winner to today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. And we go to Dana. Dana, can you give us the correct answer?
Is it $50 million?
That's it.
Wow.
You got it.
Yay!
That is the correct answer.
Awesome.
So you have a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate coming your way. Please hang on and Jay will tag you up with that jam up in jelly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it. We're
very happy on Monday morning.
She's very happy for a Monday.
Yeah.
But she also got $10 at Food Outlet.
Well, that's a good point.
I'd be happy too.
All right, Sparky and Mick, we'll get to your calls in a moment, but we got to get Rich in with the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
A couple of facts to start your day. You can kind of mention these at the office and impress some people. Our morning low of 37 this morning is 1 degree off the record.
That's amazing.
Of 36 in 2014. We were tracking snow flurries in northeast Alabama this morning. That's another thing. I could go on and on, but this is only a three-hour show. It's cold this morning. And then a brisk day today, sunshine, breezy, cool, high, maybe 62. The winds will make it seem cooler. Clear, cold tonight. The winds die down near 40 by dawn tomorrow morning. By the way, the average high, the average low this time of the year is 51. Tomorrow, mid to upper 70s, so a nice recovery after a chilly start. Then 80 to 82 Wednesday, making Wednesday the warmest day of the week. Slight chance of a shower Wednesday night as a weak front moves through the area. And then Thursday, we knock off a few degrees on the high, around 76, mid-70s Friday. And the next storm system, and it's a formidable one, comes, you guessed it, over the upcoming weekend. I know. Right now, this morning, with mostly clear skies, temperature is 39. Southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Clear skies, 744.
All right, let's say good morning to Mick.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey, Mick.
I'd like to just put out an offer. I have a hot dog cart, and I'd like to come down and feed the crew.
Whoa!
Oh, man, when do you want to do that?
Whoa!
How's Wednesday?
I didn't hear. Let me see my schedule. I was writing some stuff down. What's going on?
Okay.
He's offering to bring his hot dog cart down and serve it. During the morning show, right?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, we must be real clear because rules prohibit food in the studio, but we can run down and
absolutely.
We'd love to have a hot
Wiener Wednesday.
Wiener Wednesday.
Parked next to my Jack Ingram signature Nissan Rogue.
Yeah, right there.
I've got Nathan's Quarter Pounders and Kaneka Sausage. And
oh, my goodness.
You're going to love them.
Wow.
Are you kidding us? Is this really
not at all.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm normally, if you've been down by the fountain down at the bottom of Dexter, I normally set up down there, but I'd love to come see y'all.
Well, that is the offer of the year, man.
Thank you.
Wednesday morning. Look at my schedule's open.
It is open. I can tell by looking at it.
I know.
What time would you like me there?
You say what works for you realistically. I usually have the food out for the gang around 6, so
that's too early, right?
That's early, so we can do it whenever you want. We'll make it work. Trust me.
How does 8 o'clock sound?
That sounds fine.
That sounds great.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I will be down there before 8 o'clock, and y'all can be ready to eat.
We are so lucky.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank
Holy
you very
cow,
much.
Holy cow. Are we not the luckiest?
Yeah.
In the world? No wonder we love this job. Sparky.
I'll be there. I'll act like one of the crew.
We may as well let the guy.
I was going to say, don't you sell lobsters, right, Sparky? Can't you come in Thursday morning?
Anyway, the thing about the baseball, how many baseballs they use, always, you go to Wikipedia, they tell you 65 balls a game. How could that be?
Because the balls only last for 7 pitches.
Well, I'm telling you, it seems like a low number.
Oh, you think that's a low number?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, what if a guy fouls off 6-7 pitches? Yeah, no, They're gone.
I'm sure that's an average number.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's probably just an average base. Because, I mean, once the ball's hit, gotten into play, and thrown around some, then it's, you know, whatever. And that may be off of just one pitch or you know, two pitches. So, yeah.
It just seems low to me, that's all.
It's probably
more. How about those Mets?
Unbelievable.
What, yeah, 11-1? It's early.
11-2?
Wow.
They got plenty of time to lose.
How about those Marlins?
Is that the reverse?
Sparky, thanks for the call, man. We got to run at 7:46.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. And I know why you're here. Hot weather is just around the corner.
You guessed it. And that means it's time to get your AC tuned for the summer.
Since my AC runs all the time and struggles keeping the house cool, a spring tune-up would be a much-needed kickstart.
Yes, and it will help your AC run more efficient and perform at full capacity.
Doing a tune-up in spring and fall is affordable and will also help eliminate a major failure with a major cost and extend the life of your AC.
Yes, you also get your AC drain checked and flushed with a spring tune-up. Don't let a clogged up drain or rusted drain pan flood your ceiling and ruin the start of your spring.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and tune up your AC today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll.
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mayo Chup. Mayo Chup.
They put some
mayo into a jar.
Jar, jar.
Then they threw in ketchup. It's a brand new star. Your sandwich won't be plain.
Yeah, yeah.
It is made by Heinz. That's the company name. Fries taste better. I eat them so fast. A brand new product. It's new and won't last. Keep on eating. Trust my words. Sure is creamy. I'm glad it's not mayo stirred. Mayo chop is made with mayo. I'm gonna pour it over my Cheerios. Mayo chop, tomato mayo. I can't wait to try it on some pie. Mayo chop is made with mayo. It's kind of gross, but I just cannot say no.
Chub is actually being made and sold and used in England. It is made by Heinz, the John Kerry family company.
Okay. I make it myself all the time. I love it.
Sure.
It was Russian dressing.
I'll be interested to see if it's better in a packet than it is the way I do it, but will they serve it here?
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Mediterranean. Not flowable, Mediterranean. And the Mediterranean turkey wrap at Baumhauer's allows you to have a flavor vacation, bright, beautiful wrap with fresh turkey, feta cheese, baby greens tossed in a balsamic vinaigrette. Like all dressings at Baumhauer's, it's an original. It's served with an Israeli couscous, a quinoa salad. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Quinoa?
Flamoa? I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
Q-U-I-N-O-A. Quinoa. I speak Spanish when I give the phone number. I should be better at this, right? Poppy seed dipping sauce, which is really, really good. And this is only at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Legendary fun, legendary food. Your word of the day. Redeem it between 3 and 6 this afternoon is Mediterranean. At the same number, we compete with contests and stuff in the morning. And that's 272-9228. We do not have time to play our baloney game.
Oh, baloney.
Do you have any conundrums I could look at?
I have some, but...
Don't want to do them?
I'm not really impressed.
It's fine.
With the...
We good?
With the group. But no, sometimes a second opinion is what's needed here, and I didn't even give you guys the option to do that.
Oh, no, you would have heard about it from you-know-who.
And you may still hear about it.
Well, actually, there is an interesting one here. But we also have a guest who's waiting to join us. And the baloney game we've come up with is a little bit shorter.
That was Anita Kay. She said it is quinoa.
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 Quinoa. Quinoa. So, well, I'll never pronounce it. Well.
I got an Indian chief.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. Okay.
Spanish for mayo chop.
It's the king of that city down there.
Quinoa.
Let me grab this random
buddy. King Middling.
King Middling.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Say, I just want to tell you that quinoa.
Okay. Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. Okay, we appreciate that because I've never seen that word before. I live in a very limited life, obviously. And
over on the east side.
Well, I don't know that I've ever had quinoa, but I know, you know, when you start spelling it.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
We want to get it right. That's our goal here.
Quinoa. It's our word of the
quinoa.
Day.
You know what? Actually, we do.
There's here. A text. Hey, it's pronounced quinoa.
And that's from Mary Ann.
By the way, don't read this on the air.
Yeah. Now hit the stories button.
Isn't that funny?
A lot of folks nice love that quinoa, don't they?
That's right. He puts it in his pies.
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
If we can get... one contestant right now.
Uh-huh.
We can play the baloney game.
Oh, this is your chance, folks, to call 217-9228 and be... And we need a contestant immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
Just
immediately.
Now.
Just one.
Immediately. One.
If they lose, then we can play it again a little bit later.
It's
we...
your chance to be on the radio with Rusty.
Rusty Aldridge.
Quinoa.
Watch those phones explode. So the first caller in at 272-9228 plays, has a chance to win a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro. It's fun.
Two things to go. We have Seafood Bistro to give away,
and we have
tickets to tomorrow night's Biscuits game.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow.
In fact, tonight's Biscuits game, Rick Walker's throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, good.
He later on, game high, Rick.
Quinoa will be pitching.
I'll be interested.
He's a little Filipino kid. I'll be interested
to get Scott's opinion of those first throws.
Just a bit outside.
I don't want it. I mean, the seven-year-old was right on, spot on.
I know. I just want to say something real quick here. 2729228. Call, damn it, because I'm really starting to get impatient.
I think when we said that we only need one, people thought, "Well, I'll never make it." The phones haven't rang.
Well, right now, guess what? If you pick up the phone and dial 2729228, you'll be number one.
You're the one,
and you will play.
And you don't want to be number two.
I would like to. If you don't get a caller, you can look forward to 90 minutes of.
Song.
We don't want to have to do that to you.
Our South Sounds Queen.
Always when I got to do a spot, too, he's got to be Mr. Funny. Mom's Day is always the second Sunday in May, mm-hmm. So it ain't far off. It's less than a month. If you haven't found a gift for mom or the mother of your children or whoever you choose to honor, do yourself a huge, huge favor. Visit Brian Jewelry in Prattville, where they have 63 years and three generations of experience. You walk into a place where they have an enormous selection of very competitively priced jewelry. You'll walk into a place that has a whole showcase with great jewelry celebrating the greatest rivalry in sports. You may find your great idea right there. On the other hand, you may not have an idea, and the staff there, they're so good. It's like Law & Order Special Jewelry Inquisition Unit. Because they will ask the probative questions required to get that perfect gift for the person you're shopping for. But don't wait too much longer. Stop by. You can visit them online at brianjewelry.com, but there's nothing better than going and seeing them in person in their new, beautiful, freestanding building at 1778 East Main in Prattville, or visiting them online at brianjewelry.com. Looks like we found a contestant, and it's going to be Tiffany. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Now, this baloney game is a little bit different than the one we used to play. I'm going to read you a statement and give you three possible answers.
Okay.
You give me the answer you think is correct. You can reach out to Jay, Rusty, or Rich, his lifeline. Get two out of three right, get them all wrong, and you win the Seafood Bistro gift card. You ready?
I'm ready.
While playing Hannibal Lecter, Anthony Hopkins made an effort never to A, blink, B, move his head, or C, swallow. Again, A, blink, B, move his head, or C, swallow. What are you trying to
do? Blink.
That is correct. You are halfway to glory. That's very good.
Yay!
Excellent.
All right. Red Square in Moscow got its name during A, the Communist Revolution, B, the 17th century, or C, World War II?
I say A.
Which was what?
Which was the Communist Revolution.
Wow.
You won.
That.
You're done. I'm sorry I lost my spot there for a minute. So you're good to go. $10 Seafood Bistro gift card is all yours.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't even know why I was calling you when I turned the radio on. You said, somebody call now.
So you didn't know what you were